Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, it's front line, Friday, front line, Friday, it's front line, Friday,
Friday, I got the diva, Ebony, I got the diva, Ebony, I got the diva, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, you're an artist, business. Artists about to show business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all? It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in and out the industry. We're going to have the hot K Flame ATL artist live in the building. We'll be showcasing, interviewing, promoting his music tonight. Also, we're going to have some of that hot mess news. My girl Stacy from Newark, New Jersey, a.k.a. SSR, will be live in the building giving us that hot mess news. And we're going to be doing a special Educate and Regulate session today with Miss Robin. She's a national delegate for the Obama Party. She's going to help us step our game up with the medical bill, the health care plan, and also talking about voting. So you guys want to make sure you stay tuned. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you want to make sure you go to www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com. You can listen to the show live from there as well. And you can also jump in our chat room and holler at our special guest, ask some questions, K Flames, and listen to his music and give us feedback. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And, of course, you know we on the spot, on the grind. Frontline Fridays is definitely on the spot, on the grind, and we wouldn't be able to do it without Tay Black. Tay Black is live in the building. Tay, holla at us.
Yo, 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 you already know what it is, man. It's your favorite day of the week. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenom Radio. We got Ebony B, a.k.a. the incredible Diva Mary K. live in the building. We got dope guests. We got hot mess news. We got Educate and Regulate. It's on the poppin', man. It's my favorite day of the week, man. And I got my favorite lady with me, Ebony B. Yo, make sure you hit us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. If you want to be heard, push 1 so you can rap with Diva and Tay Black. Diva, let's go, baby.
You already know. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. We definitely getting it in. We about to have our special guest, K Flame, ATL artist, coming in live to showcase, interview, and promote his business and his music. Big shout out to Mr. Jay Smith or Jason Smith from Jay Entertainment. He definitely hit me up about this artist, and he is definitely on the spot, on the grind with his music. So y'all make sure y'all do what y'all do so we can do what we do because we do it the best. Let's get into a couple of drops, pay some bills, and when we come back, we're going to have our special guest live in the building with us, and we're going to be showcasing all his music and getting up in his Kool-Aid. Y'all know how we do.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Left, right, left, right, left. Hope, salute.
It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slay Stone, the number one West Tex general out here. And you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon. And right about now, you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at Tay Black 84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Yeah. It's your boy K Flames, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. That's www.divaspotradio.com. Yeah, turn up.
You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Next on the showcase.
People, Logic, Loop, Brain.
The beautiful ones have the ugliest past. That's why she squeezed me to death when she be hugging my ass. Every time that we meet, our time is somewhat divided. I'm her counselor still, only one she confides in. Never leverage advantage, always kept me at arm reach. My back to the wall when she threw it upon me. Holy hand grenade when describing her physical. Not trying to be blasphemous, but that booty is biblical. Niggas broke 10 commandments to try to do it some damage. Laid waste the fortunes, even they kids famished. Split her sea of love just like Moses. My Mary Magdalene, a bed of thorns and roses. Lace swaddle her curves, she wanted me speechless. Said to you my savior, all I thought was Jesus.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't.
Sex appeal, kinda like the flow, effortless. A sweetheart, street smart, but she delicate. Keeping it real, ain't too many as bad as she. But I can't deal with shorty romantically. Cause thing is, baby girl has a family. So the fact that we creeping on evenings kinda saddens me. Cause she the type that just wanna be married happily. Try to make it work for the kids, but that apparently led to me cracking her spine, making her reminisce about the good life. White House with a picket fence. Busted. She 35 and I'm 26. We the perfect combination of youth and experience. I keep her on call, but it's never serious. I know she using me to escape the prison she living in.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't touch me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please
My marriage on the rocks and girl, you so fuckable. Like my Claire Huxtable, but need an apple bomb. My lotus flower bomb, she got that ass from my mom's. Yep, she give me the pussy, relieving my stress. And you know I put that dick up in the chest. I'm crushing from behind while she's screaming, you the best. We're faking like it's love, but it's really about the sex. Meanwhile, my wife be going through my texts. I left my cell on lock, it's about to be some mess. Plus I got scratches on my back, hickeys on my neck. She smashed my Denali, my shit looking a wreck. Damn, she called up shorty, said I had a fam. And that she been throwing ass to a married man. I grabbed my wife, I started pleading, she was just a friend. I felt weak, you gotta understand, damn.
Thank you.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music. More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio. Your only hip hop station, Phenomenal Radio.
Phenomenal Radio, the new station of Washington.
Welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in the industry. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And I know y'all been waiting on our special guest. Y'all like, where Kay Flames at? Where Kay Flames at? Well, he's here. You guys ain't got to wait no more. We're about to get into this live interview with him and play some of this hot music. Flames, welcome to Frontline Friday, Soulja. How you doing?
Yeah, what's happening, man? I appreciate y'all for having me, man. Diva Ebony, man. Thank y'all. What's up?
Oh, of course, man. Tay Black is live in the building. Tay Black, say what's up to K Flames. ATL, stand up.
Flames, what's good, homie? How you feeling tonight?
Tay Black, what it do, man?
Hey, man, I'm chilling, man. We trying to get to you, man, see what you all about. Ready to hear some of that dope music, man. So we ready to rock and roll, my dude.
Man, I'm all for it, man. Let's go.
All right. Now, K Flames, for those who haven't heard your music or have not discovered how talented you are yet, and for the people, the listeners out there, hasn't heard your music yet, let them know what will they get from hearing your music and getting introducing themselves to you.
Okay. Well, what people would get from listening to a K Flames track off the back, creativity, a bunch of punchlines. It's like a sense of newness, even though it's not a word, but you know, just new, a breath of fresh air. That's what they get from a K Flames track.
That's what's up. Well, of course, we definitely looking for that right now. We looking for something new, a breath of fresh air. Now, you know, let's talk about, of course, you are an ATL artist, you repping ATL. Right now, you're in Texas right now, but that's what I want to get into. Let's talk about, you know, where you're from and how long you've been doing music.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm from Atlanta, Zone 1, right here in Houston right now. I've been kind of, I guess you would say, kind of raised in Houston, man, but I've been doing music, actually, since I was 11 years old, very long time. I'm 22. I'm still young, but, you know, that's long. So, I mean, I've been... First, I started doing like, instrumentals and beats and stuff like that. I used to love sampling, taking samples from classic rock and stuff like that, and you know, turning them into beats. And then I just sat down and actually wrote a song one day, and I was like, "Yeah, it's happening." So ever since then, I've just been protecting my craft and trying to make the best music I can make.
Well, that's definitely what's up. It definitely has to take, you know, before you got signed, of course, you went through some hardships. You allow
yes,
your
ma'am.
Music, your creativity, you know, you took that and you used that as a stepping stone. You didn't give up. You know, failure is definitely not an option from you from going to being bullied and, you know, having family problems, which we all have been through, and also going to being homeless. I know how I felt about being homeless at that time. I can relate to that story. And would you say that that gave you extra motivation to be where you are right now, or was
it
really
did.
A tough struggle?
It's, I mean, it's a little bit of everything, you know, like, even though I don't really, like, get too much on the subject of when I was homeless, man, but when I was going through that situation, it just stuck in my head that I will never, ever be in this situation again, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that kind of motivated me to the max, to just, like, I don't want to go back to that place, so... I'm grinding now, so I make sure I won't get back to that place. So, you know, it's like all of that was inspiring me to just do better myself, get to that next level, you know, quit procrastinating, waiting around, expecting it to just land in my hand, or, you know, just get out there and get it.
I know that's right. You got to get out there and get it. If you want something, you got to get it. I'm going to throw it over to Tay Black. so he can ask you a couple of questions, and we'll get into this these hot tracks that you submitted us. The first one is Go Stupid. So, Tay, I'm going to throw it over to you, King, in the hotlines. I see y'all hands up.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know, as far as, you know, just going through them hard times, and I know you say you don't like to dwell on it, and I definitely understand that. Did you ever rely on music to kind of get you through any of them rough times?
Cause I know
you know, I had to, you know, rely on a couple of different tracks depending on the situation, where whether it's struggle, whether it's loss of folks, or, you know, you sometimes you just don't have the strength to push forward, man, and that music, you know, give you that boost, yo. Do you remember any specific tracks that might have, you know, helped you out or anything like that?
Not really anything specific, because when I get, like, I don't know, first of all, let me say, I like rock music a lot.
But, like,
hey, I'm kind of my mood, but, like, you know, feeling down or in my mode or whatever the case may be, I just, you know, turn on something that soothes me out, man. Cause, like, just like how you said, man, I think it's for everyone, man. Music is, like, the voice for the people that don't want to speak. You know, when you have no one to talk to, music will talk to us, help us through those situations, get us over that hump. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, music played a big role. Like, listening to music, getting my mind right, it's just, yeah, man, it's helpful.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Back to you, D.
Well, of course, you know, music does play a lot in building your spirits. Music can make you happy. It can make you mad. It can make you sad. It can make you, you know, feel some type of way. But you got this track right here, Go Stupid. Let's go ahead and introduce that track so we can go into it right here live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B, Tay Black, powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Yeah, what's happening? It's your boy, K Flames. This track right here is called Go Stupid, up the mixtape, the horror flick. Check that out. Yeah, let's go.
Bumpers on this track, like a girl with bad weave. I wear my heart out on my sleeve. Come to my palace, you won't leave, because I'm styling on these. Get the Tampax, kidnap a and it's bam, nigga. Click, clack, boom. Man, witches on the broom. Welcome to the house of doom. Horror flick coming soon. Let off a couple rounds. Why, grinning, man, I pray to God forgive me, because I keep standing, because I'm. Yeah, you still. Yeah, my nigga still. Yeah, my nigga still. And I'm about to go stupid, go stupid, go stupid. Yeah, don't make my guns go stupid, go stupid, go stupid. Yeah, don't make my guns go pow. I hit a two with my chopper like bow. Now you on the ground bleeding and grind, holding his body like how. Did I get hit with the chopper? His fam pull up and they like, wow, don't die, don't die. Wow, don't die, don't die. I'm on one, yeah, I'm rolling, baby. Pill popping that land, I'm on. Big with attitudes. Damn, I can't stand him. I'm tricking Nike, middle finger, nicely. Won't fight me like Ice T. Don't like me, then bite me. I feel. Yeah, my nigga still. Yeah, my nigga still. I'm about to go stupid, go stupid, hey, go stupid, yeah, don't make my gun go stupid, go stupid, go stupid, yeah, yeah, my still pump that bass like speakers, if you wanna better grab her, if I get her, I'ma keep her. Tapping shoes, I'ma tap that. Tap my name on her low back. K Flame, tramp, tap that. Shawty say she love me and she down for the team. So I took her to the back and said go down on the team. So she hit me with that mean look like, what the f*** do you mean? And then she said, f*** you, things are not clear as they seem. I'm like, oh yeah, turn around, DJ Unk, walk it out. Shut your f***ing mouth, girl, ain't f*** to talk about. Little f***ers when they dogs, I'm grown, yeah, the goons out, the guns out. Watch it. Run home, I'm still. Yeah, my nigga still. My nigga still. My nigga still. Don't make my guns go stupid. My guns go stupid. Go stupid. Yeah. Go stupid. Yeah.
flames. The horror fleet. Pay attention. Okay. Yeah, my nigga still. Yeah, my nigga still. My nigga still. Yeah, don't make my gun go stupid. Go stupid. Boy Money Making D, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Dropping nothing but the high indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. Let's go.
You already know what time it is. Your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live at Frontline Fridays with me and Tay Black. We got a special guest, ATL artist Kay Flames, live in the building. We just played this track right there. Go stupid. We definitely want to get your feedback. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. I see the people with their hands up, so of course, Kay Flames, we're going to get some feedback on your music. We're going to start with you, Tay. Give us your feedback.
Yo, definitely enjoyed that joint, man. It was good to hear, you know what I mean, the flip of the track. And me personally, I sat back and enjoyed that better than the original. So that's always a good look, you know what I mean? I definitely was on the lookout for lines and definitely heard some good bars up in there. So big shout out to Flame for that joint.
That definitely was them. My bad, K-Flame. Your mic is open now. I apologize.
Yeah, that was one thing I wanted to mention, man. That's not an original track, man. So it's kind of like, you know, I took the track and made it mine.
That's over to Chi-Town. Big shout out to Chi-Town. Big shout out to Chicago. Everybody doing it big over there. We got Denier, a.k.a. Denier from You. Denier Designs live in the building. Denier, holla at us. Give us some feedback. Well, first, give a big shout out to our special guest, Kay Flames. And then give us some feedback on Go Stupid track that we just played.
Was good, Kay Flames. That was a really cool track. Chilling right now. That was a really good track. It was, you could tell the lyrics behind you. You could tell the passion in the music. You could tell you love what you do. So that's what's up, myself.
Thank you, and thank you for recognizing all of that.
That's definitely what's up, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out Kay Flames. Kay Flames got, not only does he have a great talent, he can definitely produce on film, too. I was checking out the video,
nice.
Kay Flames. I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of you, how you delivered through the video. So tell everybody where they can go on YouTube and check out the video.
Oh, yeah, man. You can go on YouTube. Type in youtube.com/killerc27. Type it in. The video come up, man. The video, we got a video for that. That was crazy, man. The video came out pretty legit, but it's crazy because I just got out of the hospital a couple of days before that, before we shot the video. But watching the video, you wouldn't be able to tell, man. I was feeling so horrible.
Well, you definitely, you got your Beyonce on, man. Y'all couldn't tell you was in no type of pain. You was having a good time in that video.
Thank you, man. Thank you. But yeah, one more time,
no
youtube.com/killerc27, man. Check me out.
Most definitely. We're going to put that up in the chat room. Let's go over, you know, let's go over. We didn't went to Chi-Town. You know, of course, we got love for Chi-Town. But, you know, let's go to DMV. Let's go to the DMV. We got G is live in the billion. G is here.
Yeah, yeah.
Holla at us.
What's good? What's good, Queen? Salute. I listened to the track, of course. I didn't get all of it, but from what I heard, I like the delivery, you know what I'm saying, in the track. I think that, like you said, I mean, he made it his. You know, which I think that's definitely something creative because too much, you know what I'm saying, especially being a DJ, I hear a lot of people get on track and they sound literally alike, you know, and to be an aboriginal is definitely important, especially in the industry right now, you know what I'm saying, that's what's needed, not people to sound like everybody else, or doing stuff like everybody else. You want to pave your own road.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we appreciate that, King. We thank you for your feedback. We're going to take one more caller, then we're going to get into some more questions, get to the next track and to the hotline. We're going to get to you, too. 972, stay focused. We're about to get to you. Where we at? Let's see, 972-824, you're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B, Tay Black, powered by Phenomenal Radio, special guest, Kay Slane's live in the building. What's your name, where you calling from?
What it do, it's your boy, Topaz Music, no S's, no C's, Team No Filter, West Coast, and up. What it do, Diva and Tay, nah, man.
Oh my God. What's going on, Topaz Music, a.k.a. No Filter, a.k.a. Mr. Googleable.
Googleable.
No Filter. No,
I forgot who's Mr. Googleable. I forgot it.
Mr. Googleable, we got our special, special guest, Kay Flames, live in the building. The people has been waiting for him to get here. They've been waiting to hear the music. I'm pretty sure they've been hitting up the links. You know, we got him live in the building. We're going to be playing more of his tracks, so give a big shout-out to him and ask him any questions. Of course, I know there's room on your show for more artists, so, you know, go ahead and network with Kay Flames.
Well, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. I'm all about winning. I roll with winners. I can't do losers. You know what I'm saying? But shout-out to you. I've been hearing some positive. I just got on the line about 2 minutes ago. I heard Benaya and my other man come on and say, you sound different. Right there, you winning. So I like different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that, man. Salute.
You know, that's what's up. Originality, that's what we're missing nowadays. Is in the beginning, I'm kind of old, so I remember in the beginning where people sounded different. You got signed because you sounded different, not because you got signed because you sound like everybody else. So shout out to you, bro.
Appreciate that, man, for sure. Nothing but love, man.
Well, definitely. I'm going to throw it over to Tay so he can get his question in, and then I can get mine in.
You know, so as far as, like, your influences, you know what I'm saying, whether it's, like, currently or in the past, like what artists have got you to this point? And I heard you say earlier, you know what I mean, you're a big fan of rock and roll, and that's definitely dope. So include anybody you want to, any genre, man, but really who motivates you and who pushes you to pump out that dope music?
It's kind of crazy that I might say this, but my number one influence isn't an artist. It's the instrumental, you know, like the beat. I feel it, you know. I turn on the beat and it just comes. Like I'm up and at it. I'm hype, you know. I'm trying to get it. But besides the beat, man, I jam a lot of Wayne. I jam a lot of Drake, man. Shout out to YMCMB, man. I like Rick Ross, Kanye for sure, man. Kanye, man, creative, man. Kanye, Tech N9ne. I don't know, man. I'm like all over the place, really, man. Really.
That's what's up, man. That's good. And, I mean, I think you really hit on something because, you know, for a lot of people, man, they might not identify with, like, some of the bars, but it'd be the instrumentation behind it that really drives them. I know it's been many a night where, you know, I throw on something on repeat. And somebody could be rapping all over top of it, but I get inspiration just off of the music and kind of go from there. So I'm right there with you. And, like, second part of that, you know, out of those people that you named, you know, if you had to choose one, who would be the first person that you get the opportunity to work with off top?
Yeah. Crazy. Let me see. I'm leaning towards Wayne or Drake. Maybe Drake. We got the female's ears, you know what I'm saying?
So he can knock out two portions of, you know what I mean? He can sing on the joint, he can spit on it, you know what I mean?
It's
going to be good either way. So that's what, I got to feel you on that. You got to maximize the profits. What's up. All right, back to you, Diva.
No problem. Kay Flames, I wanted to ask you, how did you connect with Jay Entertainment? And connecting with Jay Entertainment and getting signed, how did it change the way you viewed your musical career as a professional? But what was that like for you, and what benefits have you received from being signed to Jay Entertainment?
Oh, man. Well, how that came about, me coming across him, basically being a hungry artist and networking. You know, like, not sitting around and waiting someone to find me, man. I'm like, you know, it's one in a million. Someone just finds a very talented artist. I'm like, nah, I'm about to, you know, try to get it. So being a hungry artist, man, I came across him or whatever, you know, hit him up. You know, we talked a little business for a while, you know, about how artists think and how they act and stuff like that. And, you know, he was interested in some of my tracks. So ended up sending him a couple of tracks. And we met up a few times, you know, sit down, talk business, chill, you know, kind of get a vibe out of each other, man. And then, I mean, he was feeling me, so we ended up getting the contract worked and all the business. And then we immediately hopped in the studio, you know, got right to business. So, you know, we got down to business after that. After that, it's been a wrap, man. The benefits, man, like, we got a whole bunch of work, man, like, just everything, you know, film projects, music, a little bit of everything, man, like, we kind of doing it all, you know. We already finished the mixtape, which is the horror flick, Go Stupid is on there, we got another project, Reloaded, man, we got film projects, it's a whole bunch. You know, like, it's a bunch that's going on, a whole bunch of benefits, man. It changed, but it really changed my view, because now that it is a contract on me or whatever, it just pushes me that much more to the limit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just giving me that much more edge. So, you know, we just grinding, man.
That's definitely what's up, man. We're going to get more. When you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio with Diva Ebony B, Tay Black is Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. We got more with Tay Flames live in the building. We're going to get into some more of his music. But right now it's 7:31, and it's time to educate and regulate. Y'all know how we do, man.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, queen, gon' do something. Hey, queen, gon' do something. Hey, queen, won't you do something? On the front line, Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, queen, gon' do something. Hey, queen, gon' do something. Hey, queen, won't you do something? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
For that banging drop for the Educate and Regulate session. Right now, I'm broadcasting live from Seattle, Washington, and we have Miss Robin live in the building. She is the national delegate for the Obama Party, and she's going to help us. She's going to help us educate and regulate on the medical bill. And Miss Robin, we were talking before. I met Miss Robin at Fuego in Tacoma Mall, and she introduced herself to me, and she was telling me about. She was running for delegate at that time, and the queen succeeded, of course. Congratulate for that. But she wanted to educate and regulate and talk to us today about the medical bill that was recently signed.
It was recently validated by the Supreme Court. The Obama administration was sued by different governors of different states, stating that the health care law unconstitutional. Well, the Supreme Court ruled that it was constitutional. So now the next step is to make sure that everybody understands what that means. The health care law basically takes care of the basic needs of the average American person, whether you're low income, medium income, or just laid off from your job and you don't have insurance coverage anymore. The misconception out there is that this is not a good thing, and I beg to differ. Here's the deal. Now with this new law, if you don't have health care coverage, all you have to do is go online. You go to healthcare.gov and you sign up. You look to see where you fall into, the category you fall into, and they'll make sure that you get the information that you need and the doctors that are in your area that will take you in and give you regular checkup, shots, or whatever it is. There are people who were at stage 4 cancer and their insurance had ended, and right when the health care law was passed, they were able to get on there and get some help. So, the black community definitely need to know what's out there for them. This really, really speaks to us because a lot of us are out of work, underpaid, you know, low-wage jobs, and, you know, we're trying to take care of the kids, and health care insurance is the hardest thing to purchase, especially when it's, you know, for profit. So I think personally that this has been one of the best, you know, laws that's been passed since Barack became the president. Now, he's been getting a lot of heat about what he's not doing, but I think the problem is that if people educate themselves on the things that he's done since he was inaugurated, they'll understand that, yeah, things are not as well as they should be, but we're moving in the right direction. We also have a Congress that's determined to make sure that everything he does fails.
Mm-hmm.
We have bills right now ready to be passed that would help every last one of us. There are 3 million jobs that probably more than likely will be created within the next 6 months to a year,
mm-hmm,
if it was just passed. And so the Republican Party, they are just you know, determined to make sure that that stays, you know, on the table, that it doesn't go up for a vote. And so, you know, I really wish people would not just blame Obama. People have to understand civics, that it's not
right.
The president that makes the laws, it's Congress. And if Congress
mm-hmm.
doesn't pass any bill, then nothing works. And so the only thing he can do is propose the bill. What he can do is sign an executive order to make sure that everybody gets the things that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the upper hand that he has as the president. He can sign an executive order to push through funding for unemployment like he's done before. So if there's an emergency situation where the nation is about to run out of unemployment checks, well, he can take care of that on his own without the help of Congress. But it would be better if the Congress would help him. So it is so important to know, you know, the benefits of a health care law. If you have any relatives, you know, if you have, you know, children who are not covered, I suggest you get online and go to healthcare.gov and sign up. It's for everybody, including myself. I, you know, definitely am eligible for that. So, but as far as me personally being a national delegate for the Democratic Party, my job is to make sure that I represent Washington State well and make sure that, you know, we nominate him to be our leader of the Democratic Party. And so the biggest message I would like to get out there is that everybody needs to vote.
Mm-hmm.
This is so important. This is not cheesy talk. This is important because I can promise you this. If Obama does not get back in, all of us who are receiving help because of the unemployment situation, I promise you, you will get less than that. They are trying to cut the food stamp program by billions, the Head Start program, the Medicare and Medicaid program, anything that... Even the WIC program would be cut in half. So if you're receiving this, I can guarantee you if Romney gets in there, you would get probably less than half of that. And so
wow.
I'm saying that it is detrimental.
And talking about the steps as far as with voting and revoting and electing Obama, you know, that's a couple of steps that we need to take a look at, because a little bit that's given right now as far as food stamps and Medicaid and Medicare, and a lot of people don't know the difference between Medicaid and Medicare. Medicaid is for its state insurance for low-income families and low-income individuals. Medicare is for 65 years and older for people who have a disability. So people need to understand the difference between these two insurances, and both of them are still limited. They're still limited. So, you know, let's just touch on the basis real fast about voting. You register to vote, and a lot of agencies that you go to now, whether it's welfare, mm-hmm. unemployment, they give you the forms, and sometimes they kind of make the person register to vote. But when you get your voter registration card in the mail,
right.
The first thing you should do is go in your wallet, your pocketbook, or whatever. You want to treat it like your ID, correct?
Exactly.
You get that voter's registration card, and then they're going to send you another packet out, which is going to have all the information about who's running for governor and president and all that. And the political jargon sometimes can get a little confusing. It get a little confusing to people. So, Ms. Robin, just give us a couple of basic about making sure we're in a position to vote. That's first and foremost, because when I talked to you earlier today, you let me know that the college ID is not considered a valid ID when you go to the voting poll.
Well, let me explain that. In Texas, they passed a law limiting, trying to block the minority vote.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
The deal is that if you are a student at Prairie View, A&M, you have a college ID, well, that is not acceptable. But there is, if you have a gun permit to carry, that's acceptable.
Mm. What?
Now, this comes to a poll tax. And the poll tax, I can tell you, was a tool that they used in the 40s to block African Americans from voting. My father was a pastor. He would have to go and raise money for his members to be able to vote. So this is, and that's unconstitutional today. So that very law that they passed in Texas, where a Prairie View A&M student cannot vote if he or she uses the college ID, but doesn't have the gun permit to carry, then he or she cannot vote. That's unconstitutional. And so we have to educate everybody. Make sure you have your proper ID. You have to have a photo ID of your official residence. If you get that, then there's no way they can stop you from voting. But you have to understand, you know, find out what's going on. Go to the student center and find out, okay, what can we do to make sure that our vote counts and that we have that ability to vote, because they're doing it all over the country. They're trying to make sure that they can limit as many minorities from voting as they possibly can. They're making it hard, and this is not, you know, something that's just made up. This is what's going on as we speak. And so they are trying to scrap people from the voting register and make sure that they cannot vote. And people who are not legal can't vote, but the problem is they're taking people off who are legal, and they're taking them off the voter registration roll. So that means that they can't vote, and it's a shame, but that's what's going on. And so you have to make sure you know what's going on in your state.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ms. Robin, I want to thank you so much for coming through the Frontline Fridays and, you know, just educating and regulating us on that situation. Everybody, and for those who want to contact you or find out more information about you, where would they go?
Well, actually, what they can do, they can go on my Facebook page, Robin Stevenson. Just look me up, and, you know, if you have a question for me, just ask me, and I'll do the best I can to answer it.
Most definitely. You're now tuned in live with Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. That was the Educate and Regulate session. We're about to take a little break and get into some more of our special guests, K-Flames Music. You already know, keep God first, family second, career third, and vote, people. Vote.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
A queen, won't you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
A queen, what you do from? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Yeah. It's your boy K Flames, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Blant, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. That's www.divaspotradio.com. Yeah, turn up.
Thank you.
thinking towards the future, but I'm living in the past. And rap ain't forever, I'm just trying to make it last. Gemini, so a lot of thoughts tend to clash, and I'm running towards the money like a 100-yard dash. But life is too short, midgets I view, and stop criticizing over that I do. Don't give a about you, your whole crew. I need a drink, cause I don't owe no explanations. Mother, what y'all think when I was homeless on the street? My real friends stuck around, and now I'm blowing up them fake come around. But when they hit me up, they say I'm nowhere to be found. Wasn't there when I was down, so why come around now? I tell them be for real, Teddy Pentagram. Seeing through these, I'm just waiting for my mammogram. I know these better listen. I'ma pull my dick out and piss on the competition.
Hey, y'all, better listen. Pull my dick out and piss on the competition. Falling in love, I'd rather fall in some money. Money, yeah, I'd rather fall in some money. Y'all, better listen. Pull my dick out and piss on the competition. Falling in love, I'd rather fall in some money.
Phone on silent while I'm staring in the mirror. Life was looking blurry, but it's starting to look clearer. Falling in love, I'd rather fall in some money. My name ain't Winnie the Pooh, so I ain't looking for a honey. Got a plate of disaster, wash it down with a Coke. They love you when you're on, but hate you when you're flat broke. Them acting funny, but I ain't get that joke. So I'm grinding till my pocket's sitting on Fat Joe. I got a book full of sins and a wall full of pride. I'm on this road trip called life, enjoy the ride. I'm looking in the box, but I'm just trying to get inside. I'm f***ing up they brain, they still trying to get in mine. I tell them be for real, Teddy Pentagram. Seeing through these, I'm just waiting for the mammogram. I know them better listen. I'ma
pour my dick out and piss on the competition.
Hey, y'all, better listen. Pour my dick out and piss on the competition. Falling in love, I'd rather fall in some money. Money, yeah, I'd rather fall in some money. Y'all, better listen. Pour my dick out and piss on the competition. Falling in love, I'd rather fall in some money. I'd rather fall in some money.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawana in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
Oh, what's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken
snack? What's in the new chicken wrap?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh dressing, wrapped up in a tasty sour tortilla. Crispy chicken, wrapped up in a...
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
Mary J. Blige there for Burger King. Crispy chicken. I'm Addison Mary. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary K and Ebony B. We got our special guest live in the building, K Flames. Y'all make sure y'all call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And that hot track that you just heard was called No Competition. And I definitely believe there really right now could possibly be no competition. But I want to know what y'all think. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. K-Flames, you enjoying yourself, baby?
Yeah, man, I'm enjoying myself, man. One thing I wanted to say about that no competition, man, is First of all, off bat, that's a song we leaked off the album. So, and y'all the first people to play it, so y'all got that exclusive new.
Exclusive.
That exclusive. So, like, yeah, man. But basically, the whole theme of that, it was kind of like, you know, I wanted to give a little bit of my personal business without putting too much out there, you know, without going into detail. Then people know you like, you know, I don't need you, man. Like, you wasn't around when I was down, you know. I'm about to get this money now. Forget you, you know. That's basically the whole theme of that, man. I want people to understand. I know everybody has been through that time where when they down, nobody want to be around. But when they on top, everybody your friend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What the song is about, like, nah, finally, like, you wasn't there before. Don't come around now.
I know, that's right. You wasn't, how the Tay Black help me out? They said you wasn't shooting. What Drake said?
You wasn't shooting with me in the gym.
He got it.
Flames
got it. You wasn't shooting with me in the gym.
Let's go to the hotlines. I see y'all holding y'all hands up. Y'all make sure y'all call us up 347-850-1521 and press the one button to be heard. I had to get like girl talk on you right there. Let's go to 832-713. You're now tuned in live. Frontline Fridays, broadcasting live from Seattle, Washington, with Tay Black, special guest Kay Flames and Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello.
832-713.
My name is Ashley. I had to call and support my boy.
What's that?
Flame, you know me. I wish you the best of luck. I had to hop on it. He is an amazing artist. Real music, no doubt about it. Check your boy out. Give him a chance. This is what's up. I heard his name. You can't deny that he's one of the best. Had to show support.
That's love, man.
That's definitely what's up, Ashley. We appreciate you calling in. Ashley, it's a great thing that you call in and you support in this artist. That's what artist support is all about, when you call the radio station, when you purchase the album. And we appreciate you, Ashley, the supporter. We got to give a big shout-out to you because you calling in, you take your time out from your day to say, you know what, we believe in this artist and y'all should believe in him too, and he got good music. So you get one of these, Ashley, right here.
Yeah,
Ashley, you got some shout-outs before we get to the next caller?
Shout-outs? Man, that's the only shout-out that's the only one I got. Horror Flames. Check them out.
Appreciate it, man.
You're welcome.
That's definitely what's up, man. Y'all now tuning in live to Diva Star Radio, Frontline Friday Support. Hashtag that support. And then hashtag Frontline Fridays, and then hashtag Diva Spot Radio, because Diva said so. Let's get into one more call, then we're going to throw it over to Tay Black, my favorite baby daddy. Hey, baby daddy, you pouring my Moscato over there, baby? You got the ice and the strawberries? You pouring my Moscato right now?
Oh, not the ice and the strawberries. What you know about that? What you know about them handcuffs
with no
peanuts?
Yeah, you got to put the ice in it. You got to have a champagne glass. You got to put the crushed ice at the bottom.
Yeah, that's what
get my barefoot Moscato and put the strawberry on the side of the glass. You got to split it a little bit. Not all the way, baby. Not all the way.
See, look, you know, as a man, we don't be having them skills like that. Y'all ladies can hook it up. You know, we just going to have the strawberries in the refrigerator chilling. And we're going to have a bottle of wine on the table, you know what I mean? We might even put that wine in a plastic cup, you know what
I'm saying? No tip for you, Tay Black, no tip for you. I know 281-883 got it together, so let's go to the call lines and get some more love. We're going to call these the Soldier Lines on Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry. 281-883, you're now live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? It's Jason, CEO Smith, J Entertainment.
Yeah.
Jim.
What's going on with you? Hey, Flizzy.
That's the CEO, hey,
Black. Just calling to chime in a little bit. I've been listening, you know. Yeah, one thing I want to say, I'm very, very proud of K-Flame. You know, everything that he's doing right now, you know, I support him 100%. You know, and one thing I do want to point out, it's kind of funny, is that before I signed him, I didn't even want to deal with rap music at all. You know, I didn't want to be a part of that. But when he sent me his music, he changed my whole perspective on it and said, oh, I gotta do something with K-Flame. So, you know, shout out to K-Flame. That's my little bro.
Yeah, man. It's love. Love, hate,
that's
trying to love, man. With that.
K-Flame, you are definitely wellly represented by Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith is definitely on his grind. You are wellly represented. He's definitely professional. But I'm always messing with Mr. Smith. And Mr. Smith, tell your daddy I said, ha.
It's all love, man. Like, I see him behind me, man, so I ain't gonna let him down. That's what it is.
Flames, you definitely have a lot of energy, and you got a lot of drive, and that's good, and you confident. Like, it's great. Sometimes when we in a struggle, that's where we get our most strength from, and that's good. And we know who your musical influences are, and, you know, what does, you know, being, what do you hope to accomplish in your career? Let's talk about 5 years. Let's look at it like 5 years, then I'm going to throw it over to Tay. What are you looking to accomplish in your musical career as an artist?
5 years, I know you might hear this from every artist, but I mean in 5 years, I want to be, like, classified as the best. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just trying to show everybody that, you know, you hear the stories, people, rappers tell you that they've been at the lowest bottom and now they're at the top, like, I'm living proof, you know, and I want to show everybody out there that's going through them hard times or whatever, stay on it, you know, don't give up, you know, like, it's brighter days, so, you know, just you just got to stay focused some kind of way, man, but in reality, like, really, I want to branch off and do youth counseling, man, through my music.
Hot.
Get the kids are the future, man, so, like, you know, I want to, you know, help the kids get on the right track and everything like that. That's what I really want to do.
Well, you know what? It ain't nothing to it but to do it. Diva Mary Kay is all about the youth. Y'all make sure y'all support and volunteer at your local Boys and Girls Club. Big shout-out to the Puget Sound Boys and Girls Club. And big shout-out to Miss Echo. Big shout-out to Mr. Donnell. They allow Diva Spot Radio to come in each and every Tuesday, and we are doing the 2012 Plant a Seed Hot Host Contest. It's a six-week program. We're going to be teaching these youth how to broadcast, promote, multitask, and work a switchboard, and also be teaching them their history as well. But we're going to be doing this, and at the end of the 6 week, we're getting the community, we're getting their parents and their friends involved as well. We're calling into their shows when they're airing live. So next Tuesday, we'll be airing live Tuesday at 2 PST. It's 2 o'clock on PST and 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 p.m. on the East Coast. So we call in and support, ask them questions, give them feedback on their shows. And after the 6 weeks, with the ones with the most votes, they will get a $50 Visa gift card and they get 1 month of their own show on Diva Spot Radio each Tuesday. Love the youth. Love it. I love that you want to do that, K-Flames. I really do, because a lot of these artists, and I haven't heard it before, saying, oh, I ain't no role model. You know, don't look at me. I ain't your daddy, dude. You know, I'm not a role model. But still in all, I want your mother, your father, your step-parent, whoever, to spend their heart on, but buy my album. But buy my album. I'm not a role model, but buy my album. So everybody else out there in the public eye, whether in the public eye, out the public eye, and you are an adult, you are a role model whether you like it or not. And please don't pass by Diva Mary Kay, Diva Evan D with that BS, because I'll pull your card, because I'm cocky.
What?
Boy, here we is, boy. Come back, I'm going to pass it over to you.
Yo, Flames, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate you, you know, just reaching back out to the youth like that. If you had to, you know, just say one thing important to them right now, like what would you tell them, you know, what would you say to them in regards to maybe future, you know what I mean, future plans or inspirations or even just coming from a place of being down and trying to come up? Like, what would you say?
Kids of that, I would tell them, don't try to fit in, you know, stand out. Everybody want to be like the cool dude that got all the clothes and all the girls on them and everything. You know, that's not going to get you nowhere in the future. You know, do you. You know, because once you graduate, what them clothes going to do for you? You know, what them girls going to do for you? You know what I'm saying? Like, just make folks stay on the right path, man. I feel that's what it's about. You stay on the right path. You good. Don't try to be like everybody else. Just do you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And that's words to live by, man. We definitely appreciate that, man. You know, Diva got a soft spot for the kids, man, because, you know, we cut up, we get our dough on, but, you know, we still kids at heart. And, you know, I feel that if it was, like, people like you, Flames, that, you know, would reach back to us, you know, it would be a lot more of us around, or we'd be a lot, we'd be, you know, in a better place, especially from, you know, from an adult standpoint, had another grown person, you know, gave us words of encouragement like that. So definitely a big shout-out to you for that. Appreciate that, man.
Appreciate it, man, for sure.
Of course, we're going to get into some more hot music. Tell me about Look At Me.
Oh, man, Look At Me. Crazy, crazy, crazy joint. That's the single, man. Look At Me. It's pretty dope, man. How I came up with that song, it's kind of like I drop a lot of freestyles. You know, and, like, the people, you know, my supporters, they listen to the freestyles and they jamming them, you know, like they loving them, they want more. So basically what I did with Look At Me, I kind of took, you know, my mixtape format and decided to put it on a major format so people can still get that mixtape me on a mainstream platform, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how we did that. And, man, it's a sick track. Came out dope, like I said, punchlines for days, man. I'm on it. It's a pretty dope track.
That's definitely what's up. Well, we're about to get into it live right here on Frontline Fridays. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We're about to get into this hot track by K Flames. Make sure y'all follow K Flames on Twitter. That's at @K_Flames. That's at @K_Flames on Twitter. Make sure y'all follow him. Check out his music and become a fan of his because it's on and popping. Another soldier on the front line. Look at me, baby. Y'all not ready for this one right here. But it's alright. No phone's gonna bring it to you.
Spitfire, enter the dragon. Black Maserati, you just on the bandwagon. Stats in my pants, and why my pants still sagging? Abortion of being broke, it's something I'm not having. If it ain't about money, don't bother calling. They think they ball, bitch. I deflate just falling behind. No, never that stupid head deeper than weather. Mess with my fam, all they gotta do is call me. I'ma make your sales tip. Paul B, dump his body off and then I go mess with his darling. And then I gotta go, cause the money keeps calling. Haters gon' hate, if they drop, so I digress. Flow so hard that I make it hard to digest. Sugar, honey, iced tea, baby, you a hot mess. I'm a monster.
Loch Ness.
Time is my friend. Yeah, I'm chilling with an hourglass. Bummy. Just chilling, watch the hours pass. Towers glass on the top floor. I'm the mayor, the lyrical flames. Go wax, the game player. Yeah. Okay, I used to be blind, but now I see in HD. And if the sky's the limit, then I'm where that outer space be. And if you need a break, I tell them, just press the space key. And now I'm pulling every girl that wouldn't even date me. Yeah, bitch, I do me. I'm coming off the top like Little Ruby. Yeah, black and white coupe, call it Snoopy. Too deep, all that can't move me. Yeah. Okay, light bulb idea, feel the energy. I'm Flames now, I'm not the same dude from elementary. I got the rap game locked down, penitentiary. I'm trying to be the good of the century. And I ain't playing, but them shots won't miss you. Filling my with lead like a number two pencil. Get with the team, if not, then I'm against you. Take it to the street, I ain't even finna diss you. Money in my pocket, yeah, I get it every day. And when I'm in the lane, you better get out my whizzay. We don't tolerate the booze. What he says, eh? Knife in my pocket, cut his wrist like a sensei. I let them haters talk, cause the nigga ain't hearing y'all. Shots make him bleed like he going through menopause. Flames feel weak, my. Are you serious, huh?
Bitch, I'm still flowing like a motherfucker. Period. Bitch, I'm still flowing like a faucet or a hydrant. Ain't about money. Bye bye then. Don't mind me, I'm just flamed and I'm stepping on these that's intercepting my lane. Yeah. Boys running it, shoot his body up and every person that he coming with. Big guns, boy, size up a hippopotamus. I make him transform heart to soul, call him Optimus. Yeah, and I don't care about what your man say. Girl, I'm just trying to F like a bad grade. Don't mind me, I'm just flamed and I'm stepping on these that's intercepting my lane. Yeah.
This Lady G, you are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing, watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks, stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296 5739.
G. Classic hip hop shit. Dr. D.R.E. Rose and Jay. Let's get them. We started out mopping floors. And now we front row at the awards. Number one for the last 20 years. If you real, motherfucker, scream cheers. Motherfucker, scream cheers. Yeah. And it is what it is. He wanted to shine at the swap meet. To the white boys, got him in that hot seat. Only love it when I hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, I'm Dre Young. G5s and 6-4s, Dre got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottom. Great weed, nice home, bread proper. Take 9, 1 chamber, top shotter. Bentley coupe, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built the house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
See y'all niggas. Hit the switches on that shit one time. Let it top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 stack seats at the heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Came stepping on a nigga's feet, man. Hey, bad sneakers came from the G gang. Cousin was a Crip, said it was a C thing. Brown bag money in a duffel bag. Fuck them all with them, then we got a double back. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On the mission, say he did it for his intuition. Real niggas' dreams coming to fruition. Stumble, but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We should listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different. I only love it for eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. But if you don't know, meanings on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that buck 50 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three. 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I can park in my own arena. I only love it for weave new. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. taking a place you can't go with your Vadim. Screaming coffee DM until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a Golden Globe, bitch. Take an ace in the meanwhile. You ain't gotta keep this Khaled, it's just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I made more of crates. Fuck show money, I spent that on drapes. Close the curtain, fuck boy out my face. I whip the coat, let the lawyer beat the case. Murder was the case that they gave me. I killed the Hermes store, somebody save me. Stuntin' to the max like wavy. Oh shit. Oh, stuntin' to the max, I'm so wavy. Used to shop for TJ Maxx back in 83. I don't even know if it was open then. I ain't no Oprah then. Had the XL80 bike. Loud motor, they be like, damn, when I'm coming through, ring. Had the grill in 88. Y'all niggas is bleak. You got all that, right? I love the shit like my own daughter. I spray these niggas, baby, just like daddy taught you. Young. It's just different.
Yo, you already know what it is, man. Frontline Friday, Divas by ENT, D9 Radio. It's your boy Tay Black, and we live on the line. The homie Flames up in this joint. Flames, yo, what you think about that joint we just played, man?
Oh, yeah, that was some heat right there, man. That was pretty dope. That was my first time hearing it.
Yeah, cool man. I think that's that Three Kings.
That track right there is called Three Kings, and it's Rick Ross featuring Jay-Z and Dr. Dre. That's Three Kings right there.
Okay, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's going to be something serious, man. I had a chance to actually peep, you know what I mean, a stream of Rick Ross' new album, man, and I mean, you know, just off of the instrumentals and the beats, man, I mean, the joint sounds epic, man. I always felt like Ross had a good ear for production, and I think it's really grown over the, you know, over the years. You know, as far as your thought process for making albums and things of that nature, you know, what is your process like? You know, do you get like a group of beats together? Do you get like an overall tone for the whole project first, or how do you go about building these masterpieces?
I don't know, man. Like, I try to mix it up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to give too much of one thing. You know, people get tired of the same thing. So, like, I try to mix it up, you know, like, throw a little salt in there, here and there. I kind of like, I don't like getting a bunch of beats at once. I kind of go one by one. You know, I got to fill it out. You know, because I don't want to just get a group of beats and then be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go with this one, I'm going to go with this one. Like, nah. You know, I got a deep thought process. Like, I listen to the beat, I just chill, and I just know it just starts flowing, you know. And I just keep going like that, man. And like I said, mix it up, man. Some slow stuff, some fast stuff, some, you know, club stuff, some, you know, just a little bit of everything, man. Just so I can appeal to everybody, you know. I don't want to just have a slow CD and then the club people be like, "What is this?" You know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to have a club CD and then the slow people be like, "What is this?" You know, kind of, you know, try to do a little bit of everything.
Nah, that's what's up, and that's, you know, that's definitely understandable. And I think a lot of times that's the best stance to do it, because every track is different. You know, like you putting together something is like a puzzle, and everything you want everything to appeal to everybody, and everything to sound different, because it's so many different people and so many different moods. Like we were talking about earlier, you know, music. It can take you to different places, and I definitely feel you on that.
Yeah, man, that's what it's about, man. Be versatile. That's what it's about.
Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love. You now tune in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Tay Black is live in the building, my favorite baby daddy. And, of course, we got Kay Flames live in the building. Y'all make sure y'all follow Kay Flames, www.twitter.com/@K_ Flames. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love, and we're going to get back into this live interview with Kay Flames. Of course, he's a busy man, so we're going to try to get all the Kool-Aid before he go. At least I am. Let's go to the 281-883. You're now live on Diva Spark Radio. It's Frontline Fridays, baby. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
281-883.
Yes. Yeah, this is Jason Steele.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't get a chance the first time I was on, but you know, I just want to make an announcement live right now. You know, on behalf of K Flames and J Entertainment family.
Oh yeah.
You know, we definitely want to you know, gonna continue to support y'all and everything you're doing. So what Flames wanted to do was match the prize that y'all doing for the Hot Host Contest. So we'll match it, and that'll, you know, hopefully that'll inspire the kids to, you know, to keep pushing even harder. You know, not just for the, you know, for the financial reward, but if it's something that they really want to do, then, you know, then it'll kind of give them a little bit more motivation to, you know, to work hard at perfecting their craft.
Oh, man, that is what's up, man.
I know you're going to dig this.
Yes, I can definitely dig that. We definitely want to encourage the youth to continue to strive harder and, you know, matching that 50 and that 50, that's 100. That can help them out when they're going back to school. So we appreciate that, Diva Spot Radio. We appreciate you, K-Flames. We appreciate you, Mr. Smith from J Entertainment. We appreciate you guys.
Our love.
Your help for the kids, because that's what it's about at the end of the day, the youth. The youth deserve a chance, man, to be able to get a quality education, to be able to get love and support, and also to be able to get quality music. And I believe that's definitely what's coming out of J Entertainment, and we appreciate that, man. We so appreciate that.
All right. No problem. You know, just one last thing before I get off, you know, again, you know, it's a pleasure and an honor to work with K Flames. He's working real hard, and, you know, just he's doing it all. He's doing the movies. He's doing the music. You know, I'm trying to get him on doing a little modeling, but he might think that's a little bit, you know, a little bit out of his range. But you know,
showing up in there with that smile. You already know. You bright. You got a nice smile. You got nice teeth. You better get on up in there and put that baby oil on.
Thank you, man.
But yeah, we just want to let everyone know that's listening. You know that you know with me, you know, being the head of J Entertainment, you know, we have a lot of exciting things going on in the music, the films, and the fashion. You know, with the J Apparel clothing line, the J Films, you know, and mm-hmm. Y'all be on the lookout for K Flame. We working on a new project out in LA called Three the Hard Way. It's a show for a major network that I can't say the name right now, but be looking for him in that. And, you know, shout out to my boy Roy Sly Jones out there in LA, and my boy Tommy Limbrick doing it. We're going to make it happen. And K Flames, you know, it's, the world got, they better get ready because he's coming. You know, he's coming full force. So, you know, again, I've known him just a short period of time, but it feel like I've been knowing him for a long time. I love him like my little bro, and I'm going to ride with him, you know, till the wheels fall off. Real.
It is.
And that's definitely what's up, man. We appreciate that. Let's go to the hotlines. We see y'all with y'all. Hands up, and of course, we hope you guys are enjoying yourself right here on Frontline Fridays. We got some hot mess news coming. Y'all know how we do hot mess news. But Jay Black going to clean it up for us. Of course, he will. Where we at? 909-358. Holla at us, Frontline Fridays, baby.
Let's go shout them out.
909-358. Can you hear us?
Hello, hello, hello. SOS, SOS. We shooting it out. J-Ro the Realist, representing Los Angeles. How's it going on this evening? Tay Black, what it don't do?
Hey, what's good, homie? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling like 100 years past Saturday, man. How's it going on? K-Flames, what it don't do? What it don't do?
It is, man.
Yeah, we see you out here. We see you out here on that coastline. I was at Venice Beach with my Wi-Fi checking up on my cave lines, you know. I had to do it one time.
Appreciate that, man. Y'all feeling it? Y'all feeling the music?
Man, you already know, man. I just gotta move it over to the MP3 so I can get it to the car under some of them real woofers.
It is, man. Appreciate that.
That's a definite. But I just wanted to call in, you know, call in and definitely, man, I'm feeling the vibe on what Jay Records is doing, man, what the entertainment company is doing. They putting a little bit more sizzle. Somebody needs to breathe some air into the game, you know what I'm saying, at this point in time. And I'm glad somebody looking out for other people other than themselves. Each one, sheets one. I am gifted, therefore I give. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Jay Will, the realest. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter. Of course, Jay Will, we got music from you as well. I was just listening to your music this morning when I was making me some breakfast. I was listening to Afro. I was listening to Young Afro making me some waffles. And
oh,
some
man. You know what? One day you need to, you know, it's flames right now. It's all flames right now. But one day you need to go ahead and showcase that one and let them hear that Young Afro, because that one touches on a lot of bases. You know, I try and do what we call conscious rap. I try and wake up souls and minds to what's really going on. I got some hitters, I got some smashers. You know, I work with certain individuals you consider smashers, but definitely the underground feel and the tip. And we want to wake people up like friends. You know what I'm saying? Definitely we want to set a fire up under their ass.
Yep.
So.
Most definitely. We definitely going to get into that. And don't go nowhere, because I definitely need to get your current contact information so we can set that up and make it happen right here on Frontline Fridays. And of course, y'all stay tuned, because I got new music from People's Logic. Oh man, I love People's Logic. And of course, the Luke Dreams album is out. So I got it's a track called Gator Themes, and I like that track. It's one of my favorite. But of course, we're gonna showcase tonight and get y'all some new music. And we got new music from Nas. Big shout out to Nas for his album that he dropped, and his life is good. I love how he has Khalees dressed so elegantly laid over his leg, and it's saying life is good. He's a G. I mean, I'm just so proud of Nas. I'm a big fan of Nas, and it's always going to be that way. But, you know, K Plains, for the people who out there, tell them how to contact you, where to contact you at, where to follow you, where to twitch you, where to MySpace, Moto,
Tag,
all of that. Let the people know how to get in contact with a brother.
I got you, man. Before we get into the content, man, I want to give a shout-out to the big homie GG, big homie A-Red for the studio, man, my CEO for show. My cousins, Charles and Mike, man. Basically, everybody that's been holding it down, man, like I'm doing it for them. But, man, yeah, you want to hit me, get at me, at K-Flames, that's K_Flames on Twitter. You want to get at me on Facebook, you can hit me. You can just type in the name K Not Human Flame. But collabs, you want to collab with me or whatever, you can hit me. You can send a Gmail to at J, that's the letter J, entertainment2011@gmail.com. One more time, that's jentertainment2011.com. Or you can hit me at massacre0100@gmail.com. You can also call. If you want to just skip the email, you can call 281-883-3985. That's what it is.
That's what's up. Hey, Plains, we want to thank you for coming to Frontline Fridays and being a soldier on the front line tonight. Oh, no problem. Now, we appreciate you coming through. You welcome back anytime you would like. All you got to do is just send a tweet or hit me direct, 908-296-5739. And when you come back the next time, you can pour your own Kool-Aid, you dig?
For sure.
Big shout out to D Slate from the D Hour Show. I see you. I love you, D Slate from the D Hour Show. Y'all make sure y'all check out the D Hour Show. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/D Hour Show. He has so much going over there with the Indie Showcase on Saturdays, Celebrity Thursdays, on Wind-Down, Not to Head Wednesdays. Make sure y'all check him out, because he's definitely doing his thing. But right now, I want to get into some Nas music, some new Nas, and then when we come back, I'm going to get into some Nas, some People's Logic, and when we come back, yo, we got some hot mess news that's ridiculous. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live. Let's go. This Nas right here featuring Amy Winehouse with Cherry Wine.
someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she'd have been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool and ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette who could be from out the hood or either work for the president, as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited. Your heaven sent, your smile put me at ease. You the woman I need, but where is she?
Where is he? The man who was just like me. I heard you rising somewhere I can't see. Where is he? The man who was just like me. I heard you rising somewhere I can't see. And I'm alone, and I realize that when I get home, I wanna love to my red and my cherry. Yes, I'm alone.
Write me hostile texts on the account of my lifestyle's perception. It made my personal life out of the question. What are they expecting? I be trying to reply them. They never suppose I get my quiet time. And they think forever I'm rolling the dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know? Or am I a fool of ass? I'm well known. Got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes. I don't keep a cell phone. My bad. I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator. Vagabond, I gallivant around the equator. And that would get me off the radar. It's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch. Pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime. Yo, with this, an immaculate version of me and my bitch. My Biggie, with all respect, cause you the only one who gets me. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, hey yo, Salon. Yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yes, the future. That's what I represent, and I know time is hard, and it's very evident that we all need some guidance provided by a high power. Explore the time before it expires, and I inspire the masses of able-minded grinding. That's the teacher in fact, another soul lost due to the business of act. So how should my people react? They call me a savage, not a full human being, but I influence the world when I bleed through this ink. The pendulum swings close to the righteous of death. I'm losing my nerve, think my number is next, so I have to protest. Send my prayers to Yahweh, and hopefully I'm blessed. No wind, no less, then make it a way for the future. Tomorrow, the day, quiet is kept, I'm relying on them. Excuses are excuses, but the action is forever needed.
necessary for construction. We must pull our soldiers out of this war that we're having on the streets with the police, not overseas. City of the seas, and I can't believe the depths they will go to put shackles on our souls. Self-control is the weapon that will break the mold. And with the instant steady throttle, we will take the road. Expand from the young to old. Listen to the heavens as they sing this song. You hear the strum of the bass, profound sound of the horn. That is the path leading us home. That is the path leading us home. Left, right, left, right, left. Hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Tex general out here. And you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary K and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
Walk with me down the road less traveled. My toes covered in blood, sinking into the gravel. Every step is a battle. You got a mastermind over matter if you've chosen the path of a rapper. Cause the game's fake, nobody's keeping it real. And labels don't care if you have lyrical skills. So I played it back to these cats hollering and yelling. Cause the label heads know people buying what they selling. A lot of these cats are half-stepping. I should be the dude they interview and ask questions. Student of the game, I was studying my lessons. But when I dropped, they told me that I was overzealous. And I can admit, I was probably hella jealous. Cause I felt that I was better than niggas presently rapping. They wouldn't even give my music the time to check it. I swallowed my pride and kept it moving like effort. But now I'm starting to question if I have what it takes. Cause I don't even get love in my own state. It's probably best because they all fake. Type of niggas only cheering if you crossing home plate. It's even worse reading about cats and articles when you know homie ain't spitting half as hard as you. But if you overlook me, I pardon you. It's obvious you didn't know who you was talking to. I set my aim with precision, targeting to be legendary in the game like Fran Tarkinson. Sold out shows, my words they be following. Whole crowd shaking like they suffering from Parkinson's. With the wisdom of Solomon, I charted my course. But it's a long road and I have a long way to go. To make it in life, you gotta pay the toll. Cause fame, the fast route, only comes at the cost of your soul. So I'm still trying to get on, getting jerked around by these cats with tracks I wanna spit on. And these dudes expecting a king's ransom for production when they didn't even clear the samples. Prime example of obstacles I've encountered along the path. But I ain't never let them hold me back. I just wrote it down in my notepad. Cause you can bet your ass I'ma have the last laugh. And I'm out, 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 yeah.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, it's frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, it's frontline. Friday,
frontline.
Friday,
frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline.
Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Artists about to show business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train can stop it. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey
Ebony.
B.
I got you, diva. Hey, Ebony.
B.
I got you, diva.
Welcome to Frontline
Friday.
It's Frontline
Friday.
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 Welcome back, welcome back. Y'all, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. We on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind. Big shout out to everybody that's on the spot, on the grind, listening to us live on the website at www.divaspotradio.com. Shout out to you. Also, shout out to everybody that's listening to us live on TuneIn Radio. Yes, if you don't have that amp on your Android phone downloaded already, go to your Google Playbook and go to and search TuneIn Radio. And then once you download that amp, all you got to do is research or search Diva Spot Radio and Phenomenal Radio. Make it your presence and make sure you turn it up. And then you can hear us all the time. Me and Tay Black gets it in, and you can get your Educate and Regulate session, your Hot Mess News, and all that great stuff anytime you want to on the go. I enjoyed K Flames. Big shout out to K Flames, man. Say I enjoy him. He's pretty cool.
Yes.
Great artist. Passionate. That's what we're looking for. But of course, we didn't have the good. We had a little bit of bad. And big shout out to Ms. Robin, the national delegate for the Obama party. She came through. And now it's time for us to get the ugly. Y'all know we have nothing but that Hot Mess News, and I'm going to bring my homegirl, Stacy. I'm going to call her SSR from Newark, New Jersey. I'm going to bring her live in the building so we can go ahead and get some Hot Mess News, because y'all know it's always something going on. And y'all can chime in 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. Let's see where we're at. 862-755, holla at us.
I know that is not my drop.
Come in blazing.
That is some Hot Mess right there for your ass. All right.
Mm-hmm.
First off, with the Hot Mess News, Drake College of Business, the worst college of business to ever go through. Bitch got stabbed in the head with a letter opener and a hemostat. Where they do that at? Drake College of Business, North New Jersey, on Broad Street.
Wait, I didn't hear you
somebody in the head.
Say that again? Wait.
Girl got stabbed in the head with a hemostat.
You got stabbed in the head with a
hemostat. It's the scissor that's used to hold open and clamp arteries and blood vessels inside your abdomen. For those who don't know what a hemostat is.
Wow.
And it all started over a piece of paper. How gangster is that?
Mm. Wow, Daisy, I'm supposed to be going there to learn. Are you getting stabbed in the head with a... And what you do after the person stabbed you?
They started fighting over a piece of paper, two chicks, and I'll put their names out there, April and Danielle.
Yeah, there you go.
Just fighting over a piece of paper. Danielle whooped April's ass. April ran out of a dental associate's class into a medical class and grabbed a hemostat and stabbed that bitch in the temple.
Wow.
So she all over her face because there was so much blood, but she only stabbed her in the temple and then had the nerve to remove it.
Oh, man, down. That,
yeah,
she,
it was beyond man down. And then she came back with a gun. If you get escorted out by the police, who comes back with a gun? So now you got an attempted murder charge and a gun charge. You're going to do about 2025.
Can't we all just get along? That is some hot
mess.
Yeah,
all over a piece of paper. That's beyond hot mess.
Stacey, what else you got for us?
Second topic that a hot mess news. Lesbians, please stop fighting over ugly chicks. Please. Especially if it's not a bad chick. Downtown North, lesbians fighting over some big, ugly fat bitch. Like, I'm a big chick myself, but when I call you fat, you know you fat. And it wasn't even a cute fat, it was a sloppy fat. Like, she ride around and getting it. That's what her weight was.
Wow.
I asked for it, and she definitely gave it to me with that hot mess. I don't even know what cute fat is, but if you that big and you riding around and getting it fat, wow. I got to see a picture of that. Please, somebody send me a picture. Diva Ebony B, hit me up on Facebook. And big shout out to Chosen Boy. Chosen Boy, I so appreciate you, King. He made Diva Spot a flyer, and he sent it over, and it turned out to be magnificent.
Yeah, I got the flyer. I got the flyer on my Facebook page.
Yep. Yes. Check out the flyer that Chosen Boy did for Diva Spot Radio, and y'all hit him up. He has reasonable prices. I'm talking about when I say dirt cheap, I mean real dirt cheap. If you want some real professional designs and artworks for your flyers, he definitely got it, man. That's definitely what's up. I can appreciate that. Now, I got a little bit of hot mess news, and my people hit me up with this earlier, which is old hot mess news, but it's new hot mess news to me, of Akon signing the gay artist. His name is Jeffree Star, and I took the time out to Google Jeffree Star. I didn't even know that Akon had hired or signed a tranny, you know, and I want to get y'all feedback on what y'all think about Akon signing a tranny, talking about he the male version, the Lady Gaga. And I went over there and looked, and he was a hot mess version of Lady Gaga. It was just a disaster. But his name is Jeffree Star, and he got a couple of plastic clothes and pink hair. Yes. I want to know what y'all think.
I want Miss Lawrence to come out with her CD. Her, his, whichever one you want to call him.
No, wow. It's too much now. Let's go to the call. Let's get some feedback. Where we at? 832-492. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black. Holla at us, man.
That's some hot mess right there.
832-492.
Hello?
Okay.
Hot mess.
Just let them do their thing. Just let them do their thing. Sometimes it happens that way. But, of course, Tay Black, I'm going to throw it over to you before we get into more of this hot music, because I got Mad Loop, People Logic music. We got some new Nas. I got some new Busta. Of course, we got some Slay Soul, some Chrome, some Terry Khan. Man, I love music so much. Oh, Generation X as well. Big shout out to Backbone, big shout out to Generation X, and big shout out to, I want to say the Twitter name is at Dr. Dia. I'm gonna call it Dr. Dia, but you can correct me later. But we definitely gonna holler at them. And big shout out to everybody that hit us up on Twitter and for the retweet squad. We gonna call y'all the retweet squad. Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio, Slate Stone, Lady G, West Boy 78, West Entertainment, Keep It 1000, Fat Boy ENT, Future Guru 100, Backbone, IGL Tunes, Tay Black, of course, the U.S. Post. Big shout out to the U.S. Post, and big shout out to the Underground Spotlighters, too. Big shout out to Denia, big shout out to Ivory, K Flames, Jason Raha, Chain Gang or Don't Bang. Big shout out to J Real the Realist. And the list goes on. And if I forgot y'all, don't worry. Charge to the Diva, mind not to a heart. I'm going to throw it over to you, Tay.
Yo, I just want to, because you inspired me to do my shout out. So, yo, first I want to say big shout out to Diva. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you as always. Make sure you follow Diva Mary Kay, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter. Hit her up, you know what I mean? Get plugged in. She has so much going on. That's at Diva Ebony B, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter. Big shout out to my homie, Miss 03 Candy 702. Big shout out to the homie Graf, man, you know what I'm saying? New York stand up. He got a show out here in Springfield, Virginia. So definitely going to try to, you know, show love and support him. But yo, big shout out to Frontline Fridays, man, above all. But as far as Akon signing an artist, I mean, you know, to each his own. I have no idea what that's all about, but you know, what can you do? You know what I'm saying? And people got to remember, you know what I'm saying? You can't get all up in arms over what the next man do because, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, if it's not your type of music, if it ain't your cup of tea, it ain't even going to affect you. So don't even let it, you know, disrupt your spirit or your mind or what have you. Well, there's so much other stuff going on that you could probably, you know, put your attention to. I would throw that out of my mind and not even worry about it. So, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. That's all I can say about that, dude.
You're right. It's just too much of it now. I mean, there's not a such thing as too much gay or too much straight or too, but it's just, it's too much going on. Like, if you are a gay person, then be gay. Do your own thing. You know what I'm saying? But if it gets to the point that men don't want women no more and women don't want men no more, we already in, you know, some hard times. Like, wow, I don't take from anybody their own individuality, their own sexuality, because I'm not the judge. I'm not the one that you have to answer to at the end of the day. I'm just thinking as far as for the youth and as far as for the family to come. So, you know, it's a beautiful blue world, man. Let's get into this hot track, my Generation X, called Beautiful Blue. Make sure y'all go to www.generationx.com.
Solitary confinement, solar botany, plants on consignment, southern water flow, instrumental pirate, was a roach among rats, now a tyrant, shaking up the whole world, I'm vibrant, shake the problems in my world, I'm smiling, funky digging that computer, new hybrid, they took my brain and traveled galaxies to hide it, absent minded, far gone, looking back to the future from the booth like where the time went, sunshine in my thoughts, I combined it, bind it, then I changed the climate, rhyming. Nothing compares to it. Skip the polarities. Let's have a good time. Enjoy the sunshine. Yeah, these is real raps. No punchline. We sip lemonade. Granddaddy's recipe. A piece of pecan pie. Laying on the shade tree. Hold a head. Kiss and hugging on the front porch. All the kids running wild in the front yard. I'm digging the feeling. I'm feeling. Is you with me? Wait. Bring it back, like. Concentrate properly, don't like it in my arms too. Jones will leave you walking in the rain, but I'ma come through. In my Umbros, we're in the LLA. I'm chilling with the Dungeon family in the cosmos. We hit the quasars and race cars. Bobby Whitfield control the outer space while they dance with the stars. I three sing with the comet, need a pickaway bar. Not a thing is in my stomach, huh? The abdomen, the abdomen. It's gold, daddy, I don't know my name, cause I'm
like fresh glue on my dough. I'm feeling so brand new.
Close my eyes, then I fly.
Pay in on the deal. Deny it too. Don't forget about it.
Come on now.
Michelle in the passenger seat, Obama's in my pocket. Guaranteed that's going to be the next hook somebody come with.
I see the money. The United States of America, the notice in tender. It looks, I don't know, it doesn't even look like money or like cheese.
Nah, it looks like pamphlets. It looks like little handouts or something.
Yeah, they do like little handouts. And I'm going to take this, of course, chat room people, I know y'all listening and y'all want to see this money, but they look like little pamphlets. How is this going to fit in my Diva wallet?
I don't know.
Something. How is this going to fit in my Diva wallet?
That's crazy. But I was just tripping out. I was tripping out on that. I found out about that like yesterday afternoon, and I was just
Let's see what www.fastcodesign.com has to say. The Obama dollar bill helped rebrand USA. It took George Washington 72 years to get on the front of the dollar bill. The SFUK design firm Dowling Duquesne wants to put Barack Obama on it in blue. And we have the United States of America $1 bill, and it has Barack Obama's face on it. The Obama bill anchors their sweeping concept for redesigning U.S. banknotes, which also includes plastering a tape of the five, the Bill of Rights on the 10, and the FDR on the 100. Each on its own technicolor hue. The imprint, the greenback, has an image problem. Of course it would have an image problem if you're using all those hues. Okay, it came to represent everything that's wrong with the American economy and worse with its cartoonistic graphics and sinister styling. It actually looks the part. Dowling Duquesne scheme, thought purely hypothetically, it's an entry into the new dollar redesign project and about the U.S. currency and sunny new remains. This should give people the new iteration to look at the American dollars in a different way. It's all about being unique, and it's all about change, as Obama would say. Wow.
That's deep.
Wow. Now you got to look at the whole thing with the new systems now. When you, like, insert your money into, like, one of those dollar feeders, you got to look at it now if it's going to recognize it or not. But I'm not mad, and I'm very happy to see Obama on the $1 bill. I want to get your feedback. Call us up at 347-850-1521. Tay Black, give us your feedback. I'm going to get me a refill. I got you tonight.
I mean, you know, it's just a sign of things changing, and, you know, hopefully, you know, it'll be a step forward in the right direction. You know, I'm just trying to keep my eyes open and, you know, my ears open as well, and just preparing for, you know, what's to come. So that's all I can say about that for real.
Good night, King. What's your feedback?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, I think this whole election thing is driving me nuts because it's so blatant what they're trying to do. But I mean, like, the Obama bill would be awesome, you know. I don't know if they're actually going to do it, but it would be phenomenal to do so because he is the president, so we should be able to be on the bill. But it's just so crazy what's going on right now. And I liked what the one caller was saying. You know, I think it's kind of crazy that you can have a gun permit and get and use that to vote, but you can't use your college ID. I think there's something seriously wrong with that. I think whatever lawyers are in that state need to look into that, so I'm pretty sure it's legal. But, yeah. All I like to say is vote, people, please vote. Like, I don't even know how to explain how crucial it is, this election, for us to get out there and vote the same way we did in 2008. We need to be out there even more now. Because the Republicans are trying to throw all this money into this election, and it is a headache. If you have the money, if you are sitting there making dollars, also, if you have the money to donate, do it. Because honestly, it's going to be crazy, and we need everything we can to keep Obama in office.
Well, Obama, at the end of the day, you know, his whole thing was to bring America together, to start to work with one another, so we can have something. You know, you can't really build something or have something if two parties don't come to an understanding. You know, it's the dividing and the political through the Democrats and the Republicans. You got the Tea Parties, and you got, you know, the conservatives. You got all these different people, but if you divide it, we're talking about America. We're not talking about you as an individual. What y'all need right now is somebody to love, and that's Obama. Let's get into some Slate Stone with somebody to love and get into this crazy mix right here. Big shout out to People's Logic, man. Let's go.
When the truth is found to be
grind, hustle, put your money where your mouth is. Bit meal tickets with my boss, money where my mouth is. Hip hop from the south, kid, West Texas where I'm at. Home of Buddy Holly, this my city, gone and Google that. Never before has there been an MC like me in this game. My torture killing these sins and bad with the words that I say. Underground pushing until the world holler Slate Stone. His resume ready for platinum, plaque for the take home. Over 10,000 units. It's smooth, DJ the radio, got to chop it with Jada Kiss. That list of names goes on. I been had my froze on, Mr. Freeze was a mixtape. And even Bun B gave a shout to that boy Slate. He been grinding and hustling, trying to market my brand. Tony Neal gave me that game, salute the core DJ fam. I'm that 806, represent a Texas MVP. If y'all need someone to love, Slate Stone, that's me. Being a have not, wanting my pockets to have not. Pen and pad I mastered, please tell Jay Prince out that rap a lot. Ready for this industry and best to rep the Lone Star State. Package up my music, product traffic, get from state to state. Put your eyes and ears on me like TV's in your residence. Respect to all the Texas legends, co-sign me if ever did. Learn some things from Scarface, Lil Flip, Pimp C, Mike Jones and Devin the Dude. Hit me up, let's throw some tricks. Chameleonaire and Powwow, help me get my mind correct. DMD and Lil Key, DJ Screw and Fat Pat. Zero plus that train of truth, they taught me not to take a loss. Soldiers of the struggle, that Slim Thugger helped me be a boss. Yeah, he iller than the swine flu. H1N1, head nigga, he got crime flu. Magno Magnificent, holding down that West Tech. Gil Flow, we made it happen, recognize that I'm the next.
The game lonely, he's tired of bum dudes. Fake MCs, one hit wonders is junk food.
Yeah.
But I'm a healthy dose, 100 like cornflakes. Lana Lincoln, Al Capone, no way that I'm born fake.
No.
Boom. It's Green's gutter, the beast from the east. The Midwest is my mother.
Underground king, now G, more like a prince. Got words, play like notorious swag, something like Tip.
But folks, I'm far from tiny. 618 is behind me. Catch me in Killer City, your ICP getting grimy.
On my way to Triple D.
Trying to give them all the hammer.
Yeah. They heard me on
Phenom. Now they love my country grammar.
Yeah.
From the 915 to the 409. Everything is big in Texas, so I fit in fine. I'm in the limelight.
Yeah.
What up, my nigga Slate?
What up?
Shout out to DJ 3, DJ Swade, and the crew of Great.
Yeah.
no regret. A one night stand.
Put the needle on the record.
Two nights of audio bliss.
DJ, are you
Phenomenal Radio. Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music. More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Walk up to the people and say, hey, Gator, don't play no shit. You feel me?
They'd have never been about that. Never been about playing no shit.
This is Mortal Kombat. Test your mic. King James the Great's rhyming. Was told in a pen, it's hard enough to break diamonds. The picture of lyrical fitness is the shape I'm in. You dudes is rhyming. Let us pray. Amen. My style's been resurrected from a tomb to a womb. Peace and love to my fam. Enemies await doom. These written from the past.
Neighbors getting mad, they hit a knock from the 808. No heartbreak, cause I'm feeling great. Hey, drop the beat, paper, send my verse from out of state. Why niggas hate, cause I'm on a race for my place. A black nigga rocking sun and shades, I was in the stage. I've been rapping since 8, what a tender age. We used to do this for fun, but now we getting paid. Look how far we don't come, we used to be slaves. Goddamn, that was back in the day. It's like they packed us up and shipped us away. That's what I was gonna say. And he liked it, still don't give us a break. We keep it real, never fake. To this day, motherfucking date. That's some gangster shit, mixed with a little fake. These little lanes won't play me like a sick a game. I blank on him and tear him out the frame. That nigga off the chain. I'm showing out like I'm King James with that word magic. Call me Dave Lane. I'm insane in the membrane. Feeling just like you, I'm trying to maintain. Yo, so I spit live on this loop green project. On my off time, I lose that with Joe Logic. Yeah, that's the sample dog flip the track. I'm about to run this shit, niggas black and EQ at the same time. It's Carolina on my mind, north side, niggas getting signed. Ain't nobody handing me nothing, I'm on the grind. I got every reason to blow unless I stop trying. Gotta stay believing unless I stop breathing. Cause the devil stays scheming on the heathen to stop dreaming. Lord, I know this is not pleasing in every reason. You show me promise in my season and all of my achievements. And I'm trying to be a decent black male, bucking my way up out of hell with a fast 12. I'm like a Vietnam vet, boy, I'm half shell. I'm trying to be the new Nas, it ain't hard to tell. That I'm progressing in this recession and learning lessons from my transgression is a clear blessing. I'm the killer instinct, no fucking, I'm checking. I'm hip hop, concealed weapon, no question.
Is the heartbeat of the people. The ghetto people, and when I say ghetto people, the people who cannot afford to go to big concerts. Some of these people do not even have TV, so they cannot afford cable. Some of them can't afford a radio, so the only thing they can listen to is the music. People from the ghetto, people from the projects, street people, article ghetto youth who know what it is to sing about suffering and reality.
New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way.
My second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo. Grossing our net simultaneously, making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search but can't find me. Fuck sadness, has this been you having this lavish habitual happiness? That mean you wouldn't look back, which you would have sex on condominium roof deck. So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rock Roberto Cavalli, no shirt on convertible. Mozzie, my Colombiana, mommy riding beside me. Every tat means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but... With a twist, hot pocket that snaps, where the gas at, past that, not you, you hold cracks in your ass crack, I
never did that. My socks where my stash was at. Yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cut school with Preem Team and Fat Cat was that. Future not crystal clear yet. Back a rat, now I'm the one who rapping Queens. Way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with fatherless surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out their jeans. 20 years in this game, looking 17. I don't lean, no codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although we on to another chapter. Heavy D gave his beat to Salon for me to rapture. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island. A big biker's island. The cops be out wilding. All I hear is sirens. It's all about surviving. Same old two-step, try to stay alive. But they be out robbing. I've been out rhyming. Since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad said, the ink from a scholar. Worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love motto, chocha. Mommy pop it like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker. Indonesia Doja. Many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Don't shit. Under fire, I remain on some conscience. This for every ghetto in the hood. Now the Don, Super Cat, the Don Dada. Understood.
Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, it's front line, Friday, front line, Friday, it's front line, Friday, front line, Friday,
I got the diva,
like Ebony,
I got the diva,
like
Ebony, I got the diva,
like
Ebony, I got the diva,
Friday,
you're an artist, business. Artists about to show business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews the topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Hey
Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Hey
Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black. We are live in the mix, and we're definitely getting in for all the artists and business owners who want to be interviewed, promoted, and showcased live right here on Frontline Fridays or Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Go to www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in now on their Android phones, their iPhones, their Apple phones on TuneIn Radio. We appreciate you making us guys your preset. Also, those who are archiving the show later on Blog Talk Radio and listening to it on the website, I definitely appreciate it. Now, the only thing that will set this off right now is some barbecue chicken. Tay, we going to have to holler at you, Tay. You're going to have to. You got to do something, King. We had the queen before. She was bringing us food. Now, you know, I'm sipping on my Moscato, and it just ain't right without some barbecue ribs or chicken and potato salad. This is some bull. And my Bernie Mac boys, this some bull.
Yo, I feel you on that. I definitely understand. I was just sitting here. I think I infected you with that because I was over here. I had some chicken wings earlier. But I was like, dang. So I looked at the clock. I was like, nah, man, it'd be nice if I had a couple more wings over here. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a nice little drink right here. I mean, it's late. we up in the prime time hours of Frontline Fridays, the extended version. So, I mean, I definitely feel you. You know, sometimes you gotta, I don't know, people move their separate ways. You know what I'm saying? We love good food, but I can't be mad at the same time. You know what I mean?
I mean, I love me some food. I'm going to go holler at J. Real, the realest over there in Cali, man. I'm going to go over there and get me some real chicken wing, chicken wang wang. You can't even call it chicken wings. We got to call it chicken wang wang. I need some chicken wang wang.
Wings and things. We can go to Rocco's Chicken and Waffles. You know what I'm saying? We can go to the Chicken Stop. You know what I'm saying? We got all types of things with the damn chicken in it. It's some chickens. It's a lot of chickens behind me. I might just strong on them and do some home down cooking. But that's a trip, because that's exactly what I ate earlier, some straight chicken. So it's an epidemic going around, obviously.
Of course, it's chicken late night.
On this late night chicken, is this heat out here. You know, we facing that heat out here. It's real, real bad. You're getting up in the 100s in some areas. So this is a chicken and watermelon evening. Get your cool on with your chicken and watermelon. Get your black face and your chicken and watermelon and sit outside with a spoon and eat like a real nigga.
Cool town.
It's cool town time.
There you go.
Well, we are winding down, of course. Even wants some chicken. I'm not ending the show because I want some chicken. It's really time to go. So, big shout out. Hey.
Hey, Diva, you're
sorry.
Let me find out Diva had a moment. Let me find out Diva had a moment over there. You know what I'm saying? She was relapsing. I heard it.
Real quick. You know what, Diva? If I could give a quick shout out real quick.
I'll give as many shout outs as you want to, King. It's all G.
Okay, I just wanted to give a shout out to my guy, Omar Gooden. Man, expect big things from that boy this year. He's got a TV show coming out and two movies. I was just talking to him the other day. We finna do some music together. And for those who don't know, I am talking about Cuba Gooding Jr.'s little brother, Omar Gooding. He has a music group called Venezia, and they work very, very closely with Aftermath. So expect big things. He's got a joint coming out with him and Common. And who else? It was him, Common, and some other, rather than not, but it's called Christmas in Compton. It's going to be coming out this Christmas. It's a hellified comedy. It's going to have a few drops in it. So I definitely want to give a shout-out to him because he's showing the brother a lot of love. He come off of these movies, Avengers, where he be gone for 7-8 months. He make sure he call in and see how I'm doing and all that. And I want to give a real big shout-out to him.
That's what's up. I think people better realize at the end of the week, you know, when they can look at celebrity status and successful status, and they forget these people are real. I just had a dude tell me, because we're doing the Frontline Fridays artist showcase in September out here in Seattle. We're going to be renting out the Last Call venue, and we'll have that each and every Thursday, which was going to change in 2 weeks because I'm not having this Thursday. After they see the crowd for 2 weeks after the Thursday, we're going to change it on Friday. But this dude tried to tell me that Busta Rhymes is going to charge an arm and a leg to come out. I said, you must not know who the F I am. And it's crazy how people be speaking about money so much that they don't realize that the celebrity artist now and the popular artist now used to be an independent artist. And
exactly.
If you're real. Like, real at the end of the day. It's a couple of things that I know. And big shout-out to Phenomenal Radio. Big shout-out to Slay Stone. Big shout-out to G-Mo. Big shout-out to Slim the Phenomenon. Big shout-out to Chrome and Tay and Future 100 and DJ Suede and G-Mo and Truth to Truth. It's a lot of things that I didn't necessarily have to pay for that cost thousands of dollars because they seen something in me and they believed in me. So Big shout out to Buster because I just talked to him yesterday, and he will be coming to the event and didn't ask me for a dime. Thank you, Buster. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Real recognize, real fake gonna always recognize skill. And that's the problem. So many people are caught up on this almighty dollar. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would have never been if you check at J Real the Realist, D A not T H E, you'll see that I don't have very many followers. I'm actually following more people than I got followers. But if you check my followers, you're going to be like, damn. But the first thing on my bio says unsigned artist. That's the first words you see on my bio. I don't claim no label because I'm not signed to any label. I bust domes and rock flows. That's my occupation. And I'm not signed to any label. I'm a free agent. You know what I'm saying? This is how I get it in. But I definitely work with Ty. I've worked with G Malone. You know what I'm saying? Chino XL, Schoolboy Q, Top Dog, and Kendrick Lamar. I work with all these cats, and I ain't never really been rich a day in my life. It's just real gonna always recognize real. Fake gonna always recognize skill off the jump. You can be on the phone with a fake person, and you gonna know it by the end of the convo. But it's about respect. To those you give respect, I give you respect. That it's as simple as that. You walking around cocky and buying chains, and your kids ain't got no formula, and you doing all this extra stuff. People gonna, they're gonna hawk you down a mile away. But if you real and you humble, they can see that. They can see that and never hear your voice or see your face, and they can see you humble by something you write, your penmanship.
Right.
And that'll get you a deal. Let your wordplay be good enough. It'll get you anywhere. You just got to believe in self.
Right. And people just don't, I think, it's crazy. I mean, people just don't understand, like, how much networking is key, especially in this industry.
Exactly.
And you can't just think about, am I getting paid for this? Am I getting paid for this? I'm like, I might not be getting paid for it now, but I guarantee down the line it will pay off.
Exactly.
I mean, like, people don't understand, like, just going to... Exactly. I mean, people just don't understand, like, what going to a show, going to another artist's show that you respect and that you claim that you support, you know, what that really means to them. And, you know, networking with people after the show. And artists, Diva, you said it several times, if somebody comes out to your show, I don't care if you're tired, network with the people that came out to see you. You don't know who they are. They could have a radio show. They could, you know, they could be doing stuff on TV. You have no idea who they are. Learn who your fans are.
Exactly.
You guys can barter on something. They might do something that you can't do. They might be a graphic designer, and maybe they'll say, hey, you know, I like what you're doing. So, like, we'll barter. So why don't I do this design for you, and then you promote my business, all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? People don't understand. Like, that is critical. That is key, definitely. And how do you spell your Twitter name again, J. Rodavellis?
It's all J, one letter J, R-E-A-L.
Okay.
D-A-R-E-A-L-E-S-T.
Okay, so I spelled it with J-A-Y, that's why.
Oh, okay, that's fine. And that's the same for Facebook, and it's also a J Real the Realist, .blogspot.com, and you can actually go to my website and catch the videos and all that good stuff about what's up and coming.
Awesome.
So I'm trying to get the Watch House in September. That's my birthday month. I'm trying to get out
nice.
There and high five Ebony and Tay.
Awesome.
I just want to give them two high fives and get back on the plane and leave. Can I
that'll
do that? Just give them two high fives and bounce on them.
All right, cool. So I'm following you now at DenierDB for you.
Okay.
Oh, you come on over here, you know, you're going to high-five me, and we're going to tag team. I'm getting back on the plane with you when going back. So, you know.
I'm already going. We're getting off the plane at LAX and going straight to the Key Club.
Yep.
We're going straight to the Key.
I'm for it. And then, you know, we got to take the time out later on to get a real deep meditation, a prayer session. Because that's one thing that I definitely want to do when I come over there to meet them kings and meet them brothers and get that food, man. It's certain places in the world that you can't get particular, I'm going to call it educational food. You have to go there. So I'm making it my business, man. Word up.
You
got to
come out here and see these Panthers. They got New Age Panthers. You know, we got the New Age Panthers out here. They out here in their BDUs, in their military stripes. They out here. We got the New Age Panthers to walk around in BDUs with berets on. They out here. We out here. They out here full force. You know, our Denny's out here is Muslim owned. You know, it's a full on. Every person in there that's working in there, from the person opening the door to the person flipping the head chef, the sous chef, they all black. You know, they don't have police guarding it. They got brothers out there in suits in the parking lot that'll muffle you up if you come in there tripping. This is how we get down out here. We very, very militant out here because we have to be, because the police are killing us day after day. In my area, in the last 2 months, there's been 24 murders. 14 of them have been police killing brothers. Few of them been underage, 13, 14, 15. They not making it worldwide yet until the numbers start reaching the election day, and then they got to really start looking at this stuff. But right now, they're not bringing it up. And it's like, well, what are we to do out here? How are we supposed to protect ourselves from the so-called protector?
Exactly.
So we have to go through really deep stages, and I really ain't got enough time to lay it out for you, but it's definitely, and if I can advise anybody to do anything, is believe in the Creator and understand that all things have a purpose, and read. And if you have a craft, if being an MC is your craft, you should know everything about the history of being an MC. If selling dope is your craft, you should know when the first coca leaf was made on what island and what year, 1,000 years ago. Know your craft. Know it. Know it. Embrace it. Don't just say you do something and get out here and put your life on the line for something you never even really knew about in the first place. Know what you're doing, because each life is needed. We need these lives that we lose into this bull. We need it, and this music been touching the soul since people could. They didn't know how to speak each other's language, but they would communicate through music. This is how powerful it is still today. We need to understand the importance of our jobs. You know, Diva, I always speak of my craft as a job. I got a job to do out here. I got an obligation to make sure what I put on this paper is 100% legit. Like the people you ran there earlier, that was really a cry out song for my son. So when he gets of age and he can understand the politics, he got something to ease and some information. We don't leave any literature, but we don't read any literature. We don't leave any literature behind for our children. That's all we got is paper and pens. Everything we put on internet or TV, they censor it, they take it, they manipulate it. All we got is pencils and paper. And when we start realizing that pencil and paper is gold and silver, then we can leave the treasures to the future generation. I am gifted, therefore I give to the future generation so they can eat.
See that.
Right.
And that's why I love being me, man. I love being me. And J Real the Realist, I thank you for coming through and sharing that piece. Every time I see you, when you call into the show, I get a little bit excited because I know it's going to be some food tonight. But you're so right about that. And I like what you said about once we realize our pencil and paper is gold. That is deep. We done came to the end of the show, you guys. I want to thank everybody for tuning in from Diva Star Radio. Make sure y'all catch me tomorrow, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East, to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Make sure you follow Tay Black at www.twitter.com/TayBlack84. Again, that's /TayBlack84. Make sure you follow J Real the Realist on Twitter at J Real the Realist, and follow Denia for you on Twitter, and also follow Diva Ebony B at Diva Ebony B. You guys, make sure you keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm out of here. Peace.